The September 1 on-feed number was 9.9 million head, 7% below September 1 last year, while placements and feedlots during August was only at 1.79 million head. That's down 11% from August of 2012. USDA livestock analyst Cheryl Shagum notes the reasons why haven't changed.
Basically, what we're looking at is the impacts of a declining number of cattle available. Supplies of cattle are tight. Those areas which have grass, there's going to be some incentive by those producers to keep those animals on grass.
Of course, this means feeder steer prices will continue to rise as they are forecast to range between $150 to $153 per hundredweight by the end of the year. For 2014, Shagum said steer prices could average in the mid-$160 range. And of course, this in turn means the record high retail beef prices could possibly go even higher. He said beef production this year will be 1% lower than it was last year, thus affecting the price consumers are paying for beef.
But moving into next year, as supplies tighten, we're looking at about a 5 to 6% decline in beef production. Now, what will help them out a little bit is the fact that we're looking at increased production of competing meats, pork and poultry, moving to 2014, and that will put some downward pressure on those prices.
The average pound of choice beef during August was $5.39, which Shagum said was a record, and he expects about 3% more pork to be in stores next year and about 2.5% more chicken. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.